Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad James Strock is with us, too, folks. James is our new friend. He says we can call him Jim. And Jim is the author of Serve to Lead, Your Transformational 21st Century Leadership System. He is an expert on leadership. He writes and talks about this topic and helps companies around the world develop their leadership principles and execute on those. He's also the author of Theodore Roosevelt on Leadership and Reagan on Leadership, two books I don't have, but I think I need them. And he's our new friend, Jim Strock. Welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, many, many thanks for having me. It's an honor to be with you and your terrific program.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being here. Jim, as I was telling the audience that you were going to be here, I went into one of my little diatribes on leadership. I take every opportunity on this show to amplify, to magnify, to raise up the concept of leadership and to talk about the difference between what leadership, what I think of leadership, and what I think leadership has meant over the years and the centuries, and what it seems to be today. Today, it seems to me that at least in our institutions, marketplace and government institutions, leadership just means the people who've been able to get in charge. And in other words, it's just a title, not a behavior. What do you think?
Oh, I think you express it so well. I think every day in the news we see evidence of exactly what you're saying, whether it's this unfortunate situation at Hewlett-Packard just the past week, or numerous disappointments.
Unbelievable, folks. You know, where the CEO had to resign because of something. Who knows? Go ahead.
Yeah, and just we're seeing, as you know so well, from Wall Street to Washington, all across this country, a lot of disappointment because it seems like people have forgotten something very basic, and that is leadership is really about serving other people. And that's what the book is really about, that one idea.
Well, you know, if you think about it, Jim, you could... You know, I've been around a long time, and this is my seventh recession to go through.
Wow.
My first one was in 1969. And I'm not going to say I'm an expert on it, but I am a student of them because I've been through so many in the marketplace. And this one's different from all the others. And if you said to me, okay, what is the one thing that makes this different because it's just an economic cycle, it is a cycle, but it's a cycle, in my opinion, that was caused by lack of leadership more than anything. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's exactly right. And the positive side, if one wants to call it that, of this may be that it can also hopefully be fixed by leadership. And they're also, you know so well, particularly with this whole new information age, there's so many more ways that all of us can serve, no matter what position we're in or where we're working from, where we come from. So there's a lot of positives, too.
Well, talk to us about, you know, we can't do anything about some of the leadership positions, except when we vote, we can make our voice known through our votes, and we can make our voice known through the business that we give companies. I'll tell you something. If I don't like the leadership of certain companies, I don't do business with them. I withhold my business, and you know they don't lose a lot of sleep over that. But that's just a point of pride for me. But the most important thing it seems to me, Jim, that we can do is to demonstrate leadership, to be examples of leadership, and hopefully that will trickle up from our small businesses. How do we do that? What do you think?
Well, I think one big change is, and part of this goes back a century. You go back to Orison Swett Marden, you know, kind of the father of so many of the leadership ideas that everybody's had ever since in America, from Napoleon Hill on, and he recognized that in the last sort of communications revolution a century ago, that more and more people needed to look to protect the person on the other side of the deal, as he said it, not just try to wheedle everything out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think today what's really changing is that the whole world is going from being one where business people, where we focus on transactions, which is sort of our bread and butter, how we're taught, but now it's about relationships. And anybody we deal with can start a relationship with us, no matter how small that interaction, or even somebody outside just watching it can start a relationship. And that is really, I think, a total game changer that makes all these issues of character and leadership become competitive advantages. And that's something new.
There are young people listening to you right now, Jim, and reading your book right now that may not have, and there may be not just young people, may not have a well-defined perspective on what leadership is. Mm-hmm. Would you take your best shot at that, please?
I'll give you one sentence to consider, Jim, and that would be just that 21st century leaders, because that's what we are,
right,
inspire others to choose to alter their thoughts and their actions in alignment with an empowering vision. And so you notice in there, it's all about not sort of pulling somebody or leading them in the old style sense some people think of, but it's about serving them in a way they decide to make changes on their own,
mm-hmm.
changes that empower them, but are hopefully consistent with a vision you're putting out there that also is helping them reach their own highest calling.
One of my favorite terms, and I know my audience are rolling their eyes because they know what I'm going to say, that I love to talk about is the last, I think it's the last sentence of the first inaugural address of Abraham Lincoln.
Huh.
And he said, we must appeal to the better angels of our nature.
Oh, yes.
And isn't that a leadership statement if there ever was one?
Oh, yeah. What
better angels of our nature.
Absolutely. Well, Lincoln, as we all know, there's a reason why we all think of him as one of the greatest leaders ever, isn't there?
Well, I still think he might have been an alien. I mean, he was such a unique person, such an incredible example of leaders. And of course, not too many people have had more books on leadership and behavior written about him than Lincoln has. Can we say
one more thing about Lincoln?
Yes, please. Because
as you know, one of the greatest things that all of us can do, not just Lincoln, but he never unfortunately lived to see it. You know, his example affects so many of the rest of us. I mean, Theodore Roosevelt, who pretty widely admired now, worked under a portrait of Lincoln all the time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, certainly FDR, Ronald Reagan,
right.
Barack Obama. It's not a matter of political party, but the power of all of our example is just something none of us can ever forget, perhaps.
Right. So I like what you said about inspiring others. And one of the things that we have to do, it seems to me, Jim, when we're being leaders, is help other people to be leaders, not just inspire them to do something, but inspire them to be leaders, which to me, as a manager, as a leader of people, you know, I need to subordinate myself to their leadership. Opportunities. And I want you to comment on that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. Jim Strzok is our guest. It's James M. Strzok on the book, Serve to Lead. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get a chance, lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. We got articles. We got archives. We got the Brain Trust is there. My blog is there, the Knowledge Base. Please subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. It's really easy to do. Don't forget to take the poll question. We always have a new poll question on the homepage every week, and when you click on it, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Compare your response to others. So all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something you can do there. Having a great visit with our new friend James Strzok. He says we can call him Jim. He's the author of Serve to Lead. And Jim, tell us how we can find your book.
Well, probably the easiest way is go straight to Amazon.com and look up Serve to Lead, or you can get it at any bookstore, order it there, or certainly it's at Barnes & Noble. Almost anywhere you would look normally, it'll be there.
One of the things that folks, I encourage you, of course, as you know, if we didn't recommend the books, people aren't on the show unless we recommend their books, so that goes without saying, but I will tell you, you'll be impressed with this book. It is a 21st century book, and you know, Jim, I say that I spent the last 10 years, 12 years, trying to get even the 1990s, trying to get people out of the 20th century, but now I'm trying to get them out of the first decade of the 21st century into the second decade of the 21st century, because that's where we are right now. We're in the second decade of the 21st century, and things here are different. But leadership is one of those things that really never changes, does it? I mean, there's the same qualities that we admire about Lincoln, we wish we had more of today, don't we?
Yeah, I think one way perhaps to say it would be that the qualities that make someone an effective leader are probably the same now as they've ever been, and maybe more in common with Lincoln's time than the past century in some ways. But the ways that leaders actually do their job day in, day out, that's changing a lot.
One of the great qualities of a true leader, the ability to subordinate them, instead of being dominant and in command, isn't to me the leaders that I admire the most were the ones who were able to subordinate themselves for the people that they led. What do you think? Is that what you mean when you say serve to lead?
Absolutely, and as you put it so well, I mean every institution that's led and operates in a way we admire, the person who's the so-called leader is recognized because he or she is empowering other people in a way to achieve more together than any of them could have done separately.
Right, right.
And today, of course, that's much greater than ever because more than ever before, with so many people being blessed with high education and opportunities of that sort, the information, the knowledge, the expertise in almost any organization is in no way at the top. It's what used to be called the bottom. That's who's running things.
Jim, in your book, you talk about you say that leadership is the rules are the roles I should say the leadership roles are converging. Talk to us about what you mean by that.
Well, a good example, say in today's news, would be again back to that Hewlett Packard situation.
Right.
You know, it wasn't very long ago where somebody had the bottom line profit loss record that Mark Hurd had put together. It would have taken a lot more than so far we know about for him to be ousted. It wouldn't have happened this fast, but what's happening, I think, in all these fields, whether it's not-for-profit, the military, whether it's corporate, they're becoming more like government in the sense they have to deal with so many stakeholders beyond just shareholders. And as a result, they have to make their whole life more and more congruent with their work life.
And they don't really know who to be beholden to in any given moment,
yes.
Do they?
Well, they better be behaving in a way that when it's transparent, because it could be at any moment that they're proud of it and they can defend it anywhere, because that's the world we're in.
Well, there's one statement, and again, this is not, the audience is rolling their eyes again because they know what I'm about to say, because I say it all the time. I've already said it once or twice this week, and that's a quote that I got from Albert Camus, the French Nobel laureate, and he said, "Integrity has no need of rules."
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if every leader, if every manager would write those words down, print those out on a printer and tape them up over their desk, and when they're faced with a leadership role, with an issue, with something that's not black and white, it's gray, and they're having to make a decision about which way to go, just read that. Integrity has no need of rules.
You know, that'd be a good name for a book you might write.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'd have to put Camus' name on the front he's dead now, but I could come up with it with a forward from him, couldn't I? Channel him or something. Last thought, Jim, we've got about a minute. Last thoughts on leadership.
Well, I just think the great point is that you mentioned that the great challenge we face in all these sectors, particularly in America, but even worldwide today, really can be boiled down to leadership. But the great thing is that there are opportunities for literally all of us, not just CEOs or people that want to be CEOs, but in all kinds of business at every level, to really serve and make a difference. So it's an extraordinary moment. And in this difficulty, a lot of exceptionally positive things are just ahead of us.
Do you believe that each one of us doing our best and taking this leadership thing to heart, as you talk about in your book, do you believe that if we started doing this on Main Street, that it would percolate, it would roll upstream?
I would even put it quicker than that. In today's world, as you know, it's Main Street that's creating all the jobs where the capital moves. It's not happening in big business now that much, despite what they seem to think oftentimes in Washington still. So, yes, indeed.
Well said. Hey, give us the website one more time, please.
My website is jamesstrock.com. And I would really, jmesstrock.com.
Check it out. The book is called Serve to Lead. Hey, Jim, will you come back another day?
I'd be honored to anytime. And I got a Reagan book coming out for his centennial next year. Hopefully,
don't forget my copy.
You'll get the first one.
Jim Strock, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.